let's not forget why we use metaphors in the first place. Many of us have some design experience, and we think, well, the metaphors make for an easier user experience, but we don't know why. I'd like to point to these five areas. Metaphors for user experience include making the abstract become concrete. In other words, an abstract concept, like a button that has a house on it, becomes the home page. The more it's used, those abstract thoughts now become actual elements. So by bringing a concept into reality and making it lead to something, leading to an experience or to a new page or to a new asset or to a new function in software or to a new area of a content management system, those abstract ideas use metaphors and become reality. You always hear, is something fake if we talk about it? If we talk about it, does it not make it true? And with metaphors and design, they become abstract and then they become concrete. And it's a great concept to make things come to life. In this lesson too, you'll see I have that Don Norman video where good design makes us happy. And it's sort of true to see how metaphors evolve and become real. Also, they make the unfamiliar become familiar. We can see metaphors that worked on some people, even though we may not know the reference. If I start to see a Christmas tree, and let's say I didn't celebrate Christmas, the Christmas spirit would make me feel warm regardless of the fact that I didn't participate. By making things familiar to people, it becomes part of us, and the metaphor becomes universal. Metaphors are also used to trigger emotions. Pictures of animals being abused, or pictures of riots or protests are very effective and can be categorized and boiled down into metaphorical icons that we'll see in a few slides. Metaphors draw attention. They trigger action. Let's look at some examples before I ramble on further.